pass. I remember growing up and hearing my father use that phrase quite often. Usually he was sitting in his chair with the newspaper in the evening, with his scotch, and I would hear him say those words. And most of the time he was referring to a difficult situation. Buddhists have a word for it: impermanence. Practitioners have always understood impermanence as the cornerstone of the Buddhist teachings. All that exists is impermanent. Nothing lasts. Therefore, nothing can be grasped or held on to. And when we don't fully appreciate this simple but profound truth, well, we suffer. When we do appreciate it, impermanence that is, we can have real peace and understanding. Paul T. P. Wong is a psychologist specializing in Chinese tradition, and he says this: craving for happiness necessarily causes us to fear or reject anything that causes unhappiness or pain. Attachment to possession and achievement invariably leads to disappointment and disillusionment, because everything is impermanent. Thus, the positive psychology of pursuing positive experiences and avoiding negative experiences is counterproductive, because the very focus on happiness contains the seed of unhappiness and suffering. Failure to embrace life's experience in its entirety is at the root of suffering. While we all have the capacity to enjoy our lives completely, as long as we understand that negative situations are unavoidable, and none of our experiences will last forever, I mean even the positive ones. Everything in your life, including yourself, has an expiration date. So let's embrace today, because this too shall pass.